Thanks for joining us, everybody, for another episode of Inside IALR. In this episode, it's going to be a fun highlight of a program that we run here at the Institute for Advanced Learning and Research. What's cool about our work is that it's all of it's very different. A lot of what we do is about filling gaps in the community and connecting people to opportunity and resources and learning. And the Wonder Community of Lifelong Learning, which launched approximately 2 years ago, is a great example of that. So I'm here today with Brian Stanley, who's one of our program coordinators and who runs the Wonder Community of Lifelong Learning, as well as Jessica Hardy, who I'm told is, well, she's also on staff here as an IT technician, but I'm told is the model member of the Wonder Community. So thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So Brian, we will start with you. Tell us a little bit about what exactly is the Wonder Community of Lifelong Learning?
So the Wonder Community is, we believe that lifelong learning isn't just a hobby. We believe that it's a continuous journey of growth and fulfillment. We share the understanding that anyone of any age can learn and inspire while creating a community of learning as well. Mm-hmm. We started the Wonder Community to fill that gap between our K-12 and college partners who are doing a great job at providing those credential programs and foundational skills for the kids, but we saw that there was a space where folks couldn't go for just like a one-off workshop or just a two-part series. And so that's what we did with the Wonder Community by mm-hmm. providing that third space where people can come together and really just learn, connect, and serve mm-hmm. with each other.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Tell us a little bit about, like, this has been running for about 2 years. What kinds of workshops are we talking about? I know it kind of runs the whole gamut. So tell us, you know, kind of walk us through some of those examples.
So since the beginning of Wonder, we've successfully had 52 workshops with 15 unique presenters. We have 6 different categories of workshops. So we have our passion projects, green futures, shifting perspectives, teacher topics, and healthy us and lunch and learns. And so in that, we have done arts and crafts. Our members really love using the Cricut die-cutting machine. We've done grant writing 101. We've done aeroponics. We've done fishing, tech skills. And one of the member favorites are our cooking classes, mm-hmm. where we partner with Megabytes and ICC on that.
Every time I try to help you promote those, they sell out before I can even help you.
So. I know. I'm like, it's been on Facebook for like 1 day and the class is full. And we've even used our skills that we learned inside the classes. When we learned how to use heat transfer vinyl, we actually made trick-or-treat bags for a local Head Start program and donated that to them for their students to use as well.
And Jessica, we'll switch over to you. So tell us a little bit about sort of how you got involved and then what has your experience in the Wonder Community been like?
Well, my involvement story is kind of unique. So I do IT here, and when Brian was about to do a class one day, he asked for help to turn on the screens, and so his magnetism kind of drew me in, and he showed me what they were doing, and I've been coming back ever since. So that's how I got started. It's really fun. I really enjoy it. It's just something like I feel like is a great way for your free time, mm-hmm. a great way to spend your free time, and you know, just bond with people and who have similar interests and throw ideas around with each other. It's really fun.
Open this up for both of you. What kind of makes this community? What makes this special? And why should someone want to participate?
Well, I can start talking about kind of like the unique approach that the Institute spearheaded with this is our membership levels are unique in the way that we collect that membership mm-hmm. donation. 60% of their membership fee will actually go to a nonprofit of their choice. And so we've actually been able to sponsor over 16 different organizations, including the Institute's Foundation, Boys and Girls Club, and members have even began a scholarship fund for other members who want to join the community. Mm-hmm. And so far we have donated over $500 to those organizations.
Nice.
And we'll have $165 in scholarships, which can fund up to 17 learners as
which,
well.
That's what I was going to say. So yeah. the base level of membership is $10,
yes.
correct?
We are relaunching a student model this summer, just in time for the summer. So students, including college kids, can join the community for $5.
And that's for a year?
For a year long, okay. yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that's unique about our program is once you join, you have access to all the workshops for a full year at no additional cost. Mm-hmm. Except for the cooking workshops with the cost for dinner.
Right.
But I think we make it worth your while with those classes, mm-hmm. too.
For sure.
Okay.
And I will say this, I think our members are truly connecting as like another community within Danville as well.
That's true, yeah.
I enjoy watching them interact right before the workshop begins. And even when the workshop ends, they're still talking about either the project mm-hmm. or just their day-to-day lives. They're really connecting and forming those relationships that we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And even during the workshops, we're always like helping one another, giving each other ideas of, you know, just it's just really unique. And I would really encourage everyone to come and check it out.
And Brian, you kind of ran through big picture. What are some of those, you know, big picture topics that you guys cover? But what are some of the the skills that members are walking away with, the things that members are learning?
I'll let Jessica talk about that first. Since she's an active member, she's attended over 22 workshops since joining in February of last year. So she's a prime example of what skills she's walking away with.
Well, one of my favorite skills that I've learned is how to clean a fish. I never thought I would have the stomach to do such a thing, but I learned that in the Wonder community. Some other things that I've learned are heat pressing. I've learned how to use a Cricut. I'm pretty much doing things on my own now. There's a lot of little steps, but it's super fun, super creative, tons of things you can do. The cooking classes definitely helped me expand my ideas in the kitchen. What else?
The pure data coding was a unique approach to coding.
That was another favorite. We learned how to make our own instruments out of sensors, and something that I had never even known was a thing. That was super cool. Mm-hmm. Definitely a favorite. Another thing is painting. I've never considered myself very artistic, but with Brian's classes, he gives us step-by-step instructions, he gives us materials, and he gives us free range. And, you know, we also learn, everything doesn't have to be perfect. So mm-hmm. that creativity just comes out naturally right. when you're not stressed about making it exactly this. So that's just some of my favorite skills that I've learned. Mm-hmm.
And another thing is we've learned about, different cultures, too.
Yes.
Because we're also trying to expand the regional understanding and working with other people. So we had a member who came and talked about hennas. She gave everyone one or two henna tattoos, I think, depending on what they wanted. She banged those out in an hour. It was marvelous to see. But again, she talked about the cultural side of it, the importance to that culture mm-hmm. and why they do it. So it wasn't just coming getting a free henna tattoo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to diversify our thinking and diversify what we see every day too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've participated in one workshop, and that was with what you all did with the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Those focused on how to use artificial yep. intelligence. Essentially, and I think it's cool to see that side of it, that's more, you know, professional development, mm-hmm. more in your job kind of skill. I mean, obviously you can use that outside of your job, but that's more what that was oriented for. Mm-hmm. And then going all the way down to what you're talking about, learning cultural things or learning art and, you know, learning those more fun mm-hmm. skills. I like that it's covering mm-hmm. that whole range so that one person might not be interested in every workshop, but generally speaking, there is some workshop that would interest most people.
Yeah.
And I like the way that you guys have set that up, that it's very all over the place in a good way. So,
yeah.
That's a good point to bring up.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we've even had tech classes and using OneNote, GoodNotes and Excel. So I really do try to balance, you know, the fun mm-hmm. with more serious professional development skills mm-hmm. as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you found that you almost pick up different audiences based on those different categories?
Oh, yeah. And then I think as well, you know, you attended the chamber classes, and with that, we had 24 new members join, and some of those members started coming to other workshops. So I think it introduces them to, the topic that they want to attend, and then it shows them, oh, well, these are some other cool classes that I can come to just for fun mm-hmm. Or just to see other people that they've already met as well.
And we talked a little bit at the beginning about the membership option. So it's, you know, starting at $10 now will be the student option for $5 starting in the summer. What are some of those other membership options? Because I know you're looking for presenters too as well. So you can, I guess that kind of segues into that question.
Yeah. So if a member decides to become a presenter or vice versa, if they approach us to be a presenter first. Mm-hmm. They actually get a free membership as soon as they sign up to present. So we have five different membership levels, Eureka being our basic membership. Then we go to our Thinker, and then our family level that can include a family of four. And then we have our Philosopher and Dreamer levels as well. And with those levels, the Dreamer and Philosopher, they actually get one-on-one PD time with a professional in their industry as well to kind of gain more professional development. Mm-hmm. And again, if they present more than one workshop, then they get that level as well. So if they do two workshops, they automatically get a Thinker level. Mm-hmm. If they do three or more, then they get those levels.
Right. Are there any certain skills or certain areas you guys are really looking for new presenters for?
I'm always looking for new presenters. Our members are really interested in about some communication tools.
You said in what?
Communication. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, members want to become more well-rounded in, like, public speaking. Someone asked me about Constant Contact the other day, design-based programs, podcasting. So a lot of people are really interested in communication skills now.
You're trying to get me to teach a class right now, I feel like.
Or if you know someone else, just let me know. Because, again, we're just trying to, like, build a network within the region. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, we've partnered with New College Institute as well. And so we've actually traveled up there and done a workshop with their lifelong learning program entitled Life. And we'll be going back up to Martinsville on June 20th for a tour of the Imagination Lavender Farm.
Nice.
So, again, we're not trying to stay here at the Institute. Mm-hmm. It's really for the entire region that we serve here at the Institute.
Right.
So we can go anywhere.
And because you guys have done tours of other places around here, too, right?
Yeah, we've gone to the Denville Science Center. We went up to Alta Vista for fishing with Jacob and Audia. Mm-hmm. So, again, we've gone to the park for bird watching, so we don't have to stay inside 219 every single workshop. Mm-hmm. So we really want to expand and get out, especially with the upcoming weather.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to close it out, if you guys, you know, what's your pitch if you meet someone on the street? What's your pitch of why should someone join the Wonder Community of Lifelong Learning?
So I always tell them, if you're looking for a network of like-minded, curious individuals who are just trying to gain new skills with no judgment, you know, supporting each other. Our members really uplift, like Jessica said. If they know how to do it already, they jump in and help me teach. I really believe in that co-learning environment where it's not just the instructor teaching, but whoever's in the class, because we're really all just trying to better each other and better the region as well. You know, the Institute's model is we're a catalyst for economic transformation, and I really believe that starts with skills and hobbies that can lead to professional development or even new businesses in the area. So if you're just looking for something to try with, like, low pressure, we welcome you. You don't have to attend every single workshop. You can come once a month, once a year. There's no judgment from me or the other members. We're just happy to see you when you come.
All right. If I had to add anything, I would say, like, we're a very diverse group of people. We're wide age ranges. The people bring their children to classes. So there's no excuse. We like to be very flexible, even with the times and days that we do classes. Brian's very flexible, very understanding all the time. So if you have any ideas or ever wanted to try something, like, come talk with us. We're doing this all the time, and we always love and welcome new members.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think you saying the flexible point reminded me, too, that some of these workshops are virtual. There's some of these, you know, as you're talking about, that you guys are going places, sometimes here at the Institute, and sometimes virtual. Like, I know we have the one upcoming for American Sign Language.
Yeah.
Something for everybody.
Yes, we have had hybrid classes where people join in on Zooms. Yeah, very mm-hmm. convenient.
Yeah. And I just think it's really cool you're bringing it back to the mission statement of IALR of, you know, being a regional catalyst for economic transformation. And at face value, learning new hobbies does not, you're like, how does that fit next to all these crazy manufacturing programs and this scientific research and but I think it's exactly that, what you're talking about, that upskilling, that continuous learning. those are important things, and whether that's just a quality of life thing for, you know, having those assets here so more people want to be here, or whether that's those people actually using those skills to create, using those skills to as you know, as you were saying, start a business or something along those lines. I think that's a really cool thing. But that's all the questions that I have for you guys. Is there anything else that you would want to add, or anything else you think it's important that people know?
Just some reminders about some upcoming workshops. Like you mentioned, we have the American Sign Language series coming up on May 28th and June 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. It's a virtual workshop, so you can join from anywhere. We're taking that field trip on June 20th, and then in July we'll be doing another cooking workshop. So be on the lookout for that, because that class will fill up very quickly. And yeah, I just hope to see more people coming out. Like Jessica said, we're always looking for more friends to kind of hang out with. That's what we're really building, is that community. And come see us soon.
Absolutely. How about anything else for you, Jessica?
I think that covers it really well. I'm looking forward to these classes. I didn't know about the ASL class coming up, so looking forward to that. But I just always encourage people, you know, try to join a class one day. You know, like Brian said earlier, you don't have to come to all classes. It's completely up to you how many. So come check it out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Megabytes, ILR's on-site cafe, features everyday favorites, convenient ordering options, and an eager staff ready to welcome and serve you. Our enticing menus offer something for everyone, from a fresh, well-stocked salad bar, wraps, sandwiches, and our rotating hot buffet offered on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Megabytes is open Monday through Friday from 9:15 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. To view menus and for more information, visit ilr.org/megabytes.